Radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, it's a big day for the Chancellor today. Rachel Reeves setting out how the government will spend money over the next 3 years in Parliament later. She says her spending review's about investing in Britain's renewal. Our reporter Aggie Chambray's been looking at what areas are expected to be winners and losers.
The big winners of this will be the NHS, who are expected to get £30 billion, and also defence. But we also know there will be losers in this too. There were two departments who had a protracted negotiations with the Treasury, the Ministry of Housing and the Home Office.
In LA, a curfew's come into place after looting and violence. Protests against immigration raids have broken out. Residents are only allowed to leave their homes between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. to go to work or to get emergency care. Rough sleeping's going to be decriminalised in England and Wales next year. The government's scrapping a 200-year-old law. And Stephen Fry and Emma Thompson are among people calling on the government for more to be done to protect the seas. The UK isn't in the Global Ocean Treaty, which hopes to keep, say, 30% of our oceans by 2030. Ministers say 40% of English waters are already protected.
Sport.
England were booed off in Nottingham after losing their friendly with Senegal 3-1 at the City Ground. It was the first defeat for the new manager, Thomas Tuchel, in his fourth game since becoming the permanent successor to Gareth Southgate. Fans also jeer the team after last weekend's narrow victory over Minnows Andorra in World Cup qualifying. Tuchel says performances aren't living up to expectations.
I see the smile, I see the liveliness in training. That's why I also tell you pretty much all the time that I'm excited about what I see and that I have strong belief in what we can do. But we miss in the moment the translation to the pitch.
And Emma Raducanu and Katie Poulter team up in the doubles again at the Queen's Club Tennis after securing a place in the last 16 of the singles. After they resume their partnership, British number one Poulter meets Diana Scheider, and Raducanu takes on Slovakia's Rebecca Shamkova.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Largely sunny and very warm with a chance of thunderstorms later for most. A high of 25 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Chris Golds.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Adam Brown.
Radio X.
How are we doing this morning? Just gone 6 a.m. It's Wednesday. It's Adam Brown with you on the Early Breakfast Show. Keeping things going, keeping the tunes on for you as well before Chris and the team are back from 6:30. On the way, Sam Fender, some David Bowie to play for you as well after this. It's the Kooks and Naive on Radio X.
I'm not saying it was your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so. How could this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet empty face is such an ugly way. Something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be.
troubles it may be. Well, she still always get me. And I know, she knows that I'm not fond of our strength. And you are both separate, babe. She still always get me.
Is Radio X.
Small jean genius snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on. Jean Genie lives on his back. The Jean Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The Jean Genie, let yourself go. Smiles like a reptile. She love him, she love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hands. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. Jean Genie lives on his back. Jean Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. But Jean Genie lets herself go.
Radio X, playing David Bowie, the Jean Genie, and the Kooks before it as well, Wave Naive.
Radio X.
It's the Early Breakfast Show, Wednesday morning, 11th of June today, coming up to 10 past 6. I'm Adam. Hi, hello. So, on Friday, just gone, Sam Fender played the London Stadium. If you're lucky enough to go, it looked absolutely unbelievable. It's incredible. Saw some videos on there. Knew quite a lot of people who went. Feeling super jealous. I was sort of living vicariously through them, thinking, oh, I'd love to be there. But of course, Sam Fender now moves on to his three huge homecoming gigs later this week. He's doing Thursday, Saturday and Sunday at St. James's Park in Newcastle. Remember 2 years ago, he did those St. James's Park dates where he brought on Brian Johnson from AC/DC on the stage and his old music teacher. In a move that felt very, very Sam Fender. If you are going, by the way, they reckon 150,000 people are going to be going to St. James's Park over those three nights for the homecoming gigs. If you want all the details, by the way, about the gigs, I'm talking stage times, support acts, the weather, travel, everything you need to know about the Sam Fender gigs in Newcastle, get yourself online, radiox.co.uk, all the details you're going to need are there for you. Let's get this on now from the man himself, from his latest album, People Watching, Sam Fender, a little bit closer on Radio X. And a little bit closer on Radio X. Right, how do you fancy playing for £25,000? You could do this morning from 6.30 on the Chris Moyle Show. The £25,000 box is still locked if you think you can name the Radio X artist, which is going to unlock it and win you £25,000. Make sure you're sticking around. Before that, though, a couple more tunes to squeeze in, including something from the brand new Wet Leg album, On Its Way, and Florence to play next.
Looking to travel out of London with your friends this summer and want to save money? You could get a third off your train tickets when you travel as a group of 3 to 9 people. Simply book your group's tickets together for the same journey and see how much you can save with Group Save. So, what are you waiting for? Alert the group chat and start connecting to the people and places you love for less with Group Save. Nothing beats being there. Group Save is available on off-peak rail travel in the southeast. Selected routes only. Terms and conditions apply.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Feel the heat whatever the weather with Waitrose's summer food range. Like our fiery, fragrant, hot honey halloumi kebabs, which can be cooked to perfection either on the barbecue or under the grill. And our succulent number one red prawn and monkfish, tossed in a smoked paprika, garlic and red chilli butter. Pop in a brioche bun and enjoy, come rain or shine. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
Wagamama win.
Hey, babes, really sorry. I can't do tonight anymore. Can we do another night?
Yes. Your plans get unexpectedly and thankfully cancelled.
Delivery.
I catch you. Thanks.
Wagamama. Food is life.
I know what I like to invest in. That's why I choose eToro. With over 7,000 assets, I can invest in big global
British
brands.
Stocks.
Wait, what?
Local big global British brands. Stocks.
Big global
British
brands.
Stocks.
Trade everything, from local brands to global giants.
Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips?
Your best bet is to head over to BetVictor. They've got bags of offers and promotions kicking about.
Like what?
For a start, all them weekly promotions.
Oh, yeah?
There's the Loyalty Club, the BetVictor Predictor, and in Casino, they've got the Spinners Club, which is a weekly slot thingamajig. And you can also order food to your door.
Can
you? Oh, no, hang about. That's a different app.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet at BetVictor. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. Gambleaware.org.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's a cruise down the Thames.
It's the sweet escape of Cadbury World.
It's a hard day's night at the Cavern Club.
It's the sparkle of the jewellery quarter.
It's the winning goal at Anfield.
It's the majestic chimes in Westminster.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most.
So why not pay less? Do more.
With cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham, thanks to London Northwestern Railway. Book direct today and start your journey.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Yeah.
Radio
X.
X.
Adam Brown.
Medicine ball. Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
Album out 11th of July called Moisturiser. That is Catch These Fists on Radio X. I'm Adam Brown. Wednesday morning, middle of the week. That is pretty much it from me. I'll see you tomorrow morning from 4 for Thursday's early breakfast show. Make sure you're sticking around. The Chris Moyle show's on the way from 6:30. The £25,000 box returns as well. It could be you playing to win yourself that money. If you can correctly guess which Radio X artist is the way to unlock the box, then you win £25,000. Just a heads up, it's not Skunk Anansie or Nothing But Thieves or Muse or Stereophonics or Oasis or The Clash. But if you think you know the answer and you want to play along, stick around. Chris and the team on the way next. First, Biffy, Many of Horror.
You say I love you, boy, but I know you lie. I trust you all the same. I don't know why. 'Cause when my back is turned, my bruises shine. Our broken fairy tale, so hard to hide. I still believe
Show.
With Škoda, jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Great Britain. Hello, how are ya? Yeah, I was late this morning. I'm not, see now, clearly I'm not late because it's 6:30 and I'm here for the show.
You're on time late.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, yeah. I was still here within, I still walked into the studio with a good 6 minutes before the start of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no bother.
But normally I'm sat here enjoying Adam's show from about 4:45.
That's right. We all are, aren't we? So try and get in for 4:45.
We listen to Adam, we write it down.
Yeah.
Like we have notes. I've got a big file at home.
That's it.
Which I put all his best links in.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to using that.
That'd be good.
That was a diss there.
Hey.
Only a joke.
Only a joke, though.
Oh, what are you being like that for, man? What are you being like that for?
It's nice to see him the other day for our meeting. Seen Adam Frey?
Yeah, we saw him. Has he gone? He's probably gone, isn't he? No, Chris, I'm still here.
I'm getting a taxi. Chris.
Oh, he's down. Lockdown is, man.
Just as I was walking out.
Yeah.
Sorry, are you in a rush?
No.
You got nothing to do, have you?
No.
Let's be honest. This is what his day involves today. Look after his cat, go to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that order.
Yeah.
Look after the cat, go to the gym, go home, look after the cat, have something to eat, go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Yeah. What a life. Rock and roll! So we had a meeting at work on Monday.
Monday, yeah.
So did you do the show till 6:30 in Manchester, jump on a train, come all the way back to London, come to London, do the meeting, get on the train, go all the way back to Manchester, go to bed, get up and do the show?
Yeah, I was so tired.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah.
I know.
And does Devo even take you out for, like, lunch or anything afterwards?
He has done in the past. He did this time.
Yeah, don't worry, he hasn't taken me out for lunch in... in ever. Has he taken me for lunch?
You must have been out for lunch somewhere.
I don't know. I've not been. I am Matt Demerson. I have taken yous for lunch then.
Confirmation.
But it was good to see it. I walked in the office and I thought, who's that long-haired tall fella in the office? Genuinely.
Is it Jack?
Because he had his back to us and I went, is that the bear?
That's the bear.
And James went, whoever was with me went, yeah. I went, oh. What's he doing? Hang on.
Yeah,
he finished the show at 6:30 this morning in Manchester.
Yeah.
It's now literally 5:10 and he's in the office in London.
Did very well.
When those trains work, they are good.
Aren't they good when they work?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy coming to London, Adam, or not? Would you rather not?
Oh, it's full of Cockneys.
Well, this is it.
No, it's good.
Like it. I don't like all them Southerners.
No, it's just straight after the show.
Yeah.
It was a bit tiring.
Yeah.
But it was great to see you all.
It was lovely to see you.
It was.
And then what did you do after the meeting?
Grabbed a bit of food and then went home.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
Didn't see the sights, didn't go see Buckingham Palace or anything like that.
No.
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 Don't need to.
We need to get you some friends in London. You know? If you'd have given us a heads up.
I know.
It's just to let you know I'm coming to London. Yeah. Then, you know, we could have, like, gone, oh, we'll take you out for lunch. We'll go to... What's that posh place you like as a treat? The fish place?
Jay Sheiky's.
Jay Sheiky's, yeah.
Incredible fish.
Gordon Ramsay's Lucky Cat's lovely. Mm. That's nice. Planet Hollywood, around the corner. Fashion Cafe.
That's very good, Planet Hollywood.
All of that.
String is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not...
We could have taken you for lunch, but you didn't let us know, though, Adam.
I know. I wasn't sure if I was going to come down or not.
Right.
Mm. Well, next time.
And now when you look back, was it worth coming down?
Yeah. Hey, listen. I'm a team player.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can be a team player on Zoom.
Yeah.
Right. No, it was lovely to see you.
Well, it's lovely to see you too.
It always is.
Let me go and have a look at Adam's Instagram, see how he's getting on. Ads Brown.
Which... How is the cat, Adam?
She's so, so good.
Great. Oh, good news.
She's just so cute.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah. And she's gaining confidence every week.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Was she a rescue cat?
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Oh, that's cat protection. Come on, stop. No.
That's lovely,
no,
that.
No, it's cat protection. It's not a. It didn't rescue a cat.
Well, no, he didn't. Right? He didn't like go down a.
People
tunnel
have say this. Oh yeah, I've got yeah, rescued a cat. He didn't. He metaphorically went cat shopping. And he went dollar that one. I like that one. I love that one. How much is that one?
Oh.
That's what you did.
That's nice. You gave her a home, a loving home.
And that's lovely that you did that.
It is actually.
But can we just drop this whole? Yeah, I saved the cat. I climbed this mountain, and this cat was right at the very top. I had to crawl out on this tree branch, and I meow. I went, it's all right, I've got you. Yeah. Went in, it's like buying bread. Isn't it, though?
No, yeah. Rescue does make it sound like you did something
right,
unbelievably heroic.
The cat.
Slightly heroic, yeah. Exactly.
We've got Orlando Bloom on the show tomorrow, I think.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Orlando Bloom saved a dog. They were out filming somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Here comes a stray dog. Woof, I'm so weak. Yeah. And Orlando's like, ah, look at this dog here.
I'll rescue it.
Rescued it.
He took
the dog home, looked after it, nurtured it, protected it, stroked it. It's dead now. But that wasn't his fault.
No, it wasn't his fault. It was by the by.
But he rescued a dog.
Yeah.
You going, Shirley, I'll have that one. It's not the same.
Yeah.
I
know what you mean.
When you rescue a cat, is it free?
No.
You have to still pay.
Yeah.
You make a donation.
So, hold on.
Yeah, it's essentially a donation.
Hold on. You bought a cat.
Well.
You bought a cat and rescued it. Now the truth starts to really shine.
No, it enables the charity to continue.
Yeah, because you bought a cat.
Mm. Essentially.
Essentially,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I rescued this cat, man.
No, you didn't.
You bought it. You probably paid for an Apple Pay. Probably went like that.
I think
literally,
it did,
instead of the image of going crawling on your hands and knees in the middle of the Sahara Desert to try to save this cat, really, you picked your phone up, you put it against the kider, and you went, ding. That's it.
Yeah.
I
feel as though, Chris, I feel as though you're further away from doing the podcast now with Adam.
Cat's Got Your Tongue, the fantastic podcast featuring Adam Brown for Cat's Protection. Yeah.
Oh, the guest list you've had on there, Adam.
I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, we had... have you seen the Harry Potter films?
Yeah.
Luna Lovegood. Who plays Luna.
Oh, hold on. That's one of your favourite actresses.
No, it's not one of my films.
Look, who do you like? Oh. You like...
careful.
Luna Big Boobs.
That's it.
Yeah. That's who you
and,
like.
And Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Others are available. Yeah, no, you've got loads of top names. Bob Mortimer as well. I mean, that's just awesome.
We had Stuart Lee on as well, the comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. How is he?
Very deadpan.
Right,
which
yes.
Which is
I imagine.
Kind of his act.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to get a bit out of him about how he speaks to his cat.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Because he went,
go on.
Just like this. I was like, really? He went, you're just with this voice.
Yeah.
And it was just like...
And you know that's a lie.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
You know it's a lie. Yeah, because if you love cats enough, that if you love your cat enough, not even cats, plural, but if you've got a cat and you love your cat enough that you go on a podcast where you talk about cats, you've got a cat voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mine came out over the weekend.
Oh, did it?
Oh, yeah.
What's yours?
Go on.
Well, I can't do it, but that's the thing. So...
Does it involve words or just noises?
I'll tell you what it involves, and I'm going to be honest with you. It involves me going to see Robbie Williams on Friday night, not having any food during the day, 45,000 pints, and then getting up and being a bit leathered, right? And we have cameras in the house, and we've got cat cameras as well, so there's no avoiding it. If I come in drunk, it's literally in 4K HD the works, right? Yeah. So... I've watched it back, and there's loads of videos of me wandering around the house, and I've watched the video back, and I'm like, hey yo, hey yo, I go where you go,
oh,
hey
yo, no. Oh no, she probably thinks you're in distress.
Cat wasn't even there.
No, cat wasn't even
cat
there.
Cat was upstairs.
That's
in the cupboard.
Terrible. He hiding.
Anyway.
You've had David Seaman on.
Stuart Lee's got a cat voice.
Yeah. You've had David Seaman on.
Yeah.
How was he?
Brilliant. Nicest man ever.
He is the nicest man ever, isn't he?
He's just the smiliest, nicest man.
With the biggest head. I mean, physically the biggest head, not ego-wise, but physically a big head, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a lovely man.
Really nice guy.
Well, anyway, listen, I better let you go.
Yeah, no worries.
You know, you've got to be in the gym at 3:30 this afternoon.
I know. Got to have a nap. Feed the cat.
Have a nap.
Then gym.
You got to feed the cat and then Jim. Who's Jim and why are you feeding him?
Number 7.
Can't feed Jim. It'd waste away if it wasn't for you.
Adam, come on, man, I'm starving.
It's the aeroplane, Jim.
I want chucky egg and soldiers today.
This sounds like I'm keeping a man hostage.
A little bit.
It does now.
You've got to have a friend.
Yeah, this is it.
Are you going to Glastonbury?
I'm not.
Right, okay,
no.
Fair enough. That's the end of that conversation. Right, I'll let you go because
guys,
too much of your free time.
Have a nice
day.
Love
to see you on Monday.
Yeah, you keep saying it. All right, we know you want to be friends. Fine. You lived a bit nearer. We might, you know, it might be a thing. But
next time you're down, we'll do lunch after one of those.
100%.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do it.
You said that now.
We'll all take you for lunch.
You said you'll take him for lunch.
Do you eat fish, Adam?
Yeah.
Great. We'll go there then.
Yeah.
We'll go to the fish place.
You're going to pay for it? Are you going to take him for lunch to Jay Shiki?
I'm not paying for him at Jay Shiki. It's a really expensive restaurant.
Means.
No, I'll book a table. And we'll all go for lunch with lovely Adam.
You're already backpedaling.
No, not. Leave with me,
Why are you
Adam?
Taking for lunch to Jay Shiki?
Come on then, let's go for lunch.
And you pay.
Well, we don't have to get bogged down with who's doing what, do we?
You got more money than him.
Probably, who knows? From his podcast.
I mean, sure, he doesn't have 6 kids.
Well, exactly.
Not that we know of.
Lads. Hey? Say hi to Jim for us as well.
I will. Yeah. I'll send my regards.
Yeah.
Right, cheers, Adam.
Right, see you guys.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Shout goodbye and I'll fade you out.
Goodbye.
Oh, where's the echo? Hold on. Try that again.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Where's my echo gone?
Do you want me to keep doing it, Chris?
Yeah, there you go. I've got
here we are.
Goodbye.
There you go.
That's how he goes.
Oh, I'm on fire with these buttons, aren't I?
Slick.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Adam Brown.
Yes.
And for those of you who aren't aware, Adam Brown, he's a bear.
Adam Brown, he's a bear.
Radio X.
There you are. He's a long-haired cat lover from Manchester.
That's it.
20 years. Right, good morning, everybody. That was a nice little chat with Adam, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I always think that's a bit weird if you watch it on the cameras, because Adam's not here, he's in Manchester, and we're in Leicester Square in London.
Do you think he likes those chats, or do you think secretly go, how shall we go?
Oh, he loves it.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I've always assumed he does. Now I'm starting to doubt myself. Oh, no, he hates us. He hates me. Oh my God, he wants my job. Oh, no.
Oh, that's spiraled. Oh, dear.
I hate my life. Anyway, here we all are, happy as can be.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, mad busy day today. Again. I got into breakfast radio. I didn't even get into breakfast radio. I got into radio because A, it looked like a cool job, and B, the hours are cracking.
Yeah, it's a long one today.
I mean, yeah, Adam Brown is here stupidly early. Stupidly early. He's a... Hold on. Go catch my breath. There you go. He's on at 4 in the morning, but he's done now for the day.
Yeah.
If he wanted to, he could drive to Alton Towers, spend the day riding roller coasters, go home, go to bed, get up and do the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Could do that.
He could do that.
But as you heard, he's got to feed the cat, go to the gym.
Yeah.
Feed the cat and feed Jim.
Feed Jim.
That's right.
I want spaghetti oops today, Adam. I want some alphabetic spaghetti.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So anyway, but now I'm like, I've got so much stuff to do.
Hmm.
And then my real life is busy as well as my work life today.
Yeah.
So I've got to be, and then we've got people coming over doing jobs in the house.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Jules the painter's coming back. I've seen enough of him.
He's good though,
what's
isn't
he? Painting?
Oh. Jules is good though, isn't he?
Jules?
Yeah.
He's weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope he's not listening.
I'll tell you why he's weird. Because he's a... And this is going to get a lot of people upset.
Mm.
He's a tradesperson.
Right.
Right? Painter.
Yes.
That's what he does. Based in the London area.
Mm.
He's really, really good.
Right.
He takes his job very seriously and he's very professional.
Okay. Good so far.
Yeah. But I'm just not used to that in London.
No, this is it. Yeah.
Now, I know...
It throws you.
A lot of people are going to get very annoyed with me, but I'm just going to tell you like it is. I've been here a long time.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll come round on Tuesday. I'll come round. What time works for you? I can do midday. Midday Tuesday. I'll come round and have a look at the job. Okay, thanks. That'd be great. Yeah, see you midday Tuesday. Midday Tuesday. All right, so stay safe. Click. Yeah. You go, all right, fine. Tuesday comes. Now, there's absolutely no rhyme or reason to whether or not this person's going to turn up.
No.
At midday, 11:30, 1. Two o'clock.
I hate that so much. It really winds me up.
You might get a phone call. You might not get a phone call. Mm. Oh, sorry, I'm running a bit late. Right. You might get that.
Yeah.
You might never see or hear from this person ever again. The scenario after that is they turn up. Sorry about that. I got stuck in traffic on the Cali Road. Must be right. Roadworks or something. Oh, well, anyway, this is the job that needs doing. Yeah. I can do that. I can come... what's the charge? What will you charge for that?
Mm.
I'll tell you what, I'll do your quote. Text you that tomorrow. Never hear from them ever again.
No.
Or the quote comes in and you go, London. So I'll start on Monday. They might start Monday, they might turn up. Could be Monday, could be Tuesday, could be Wednesday, could never see them again.
Could be February.
Let's say they turn up. I'll see, what time's good for you? I can get here for 8:30, 9:00, 8:30. 8:30, 9:00, which one? 8:30. Right. 8:30, they're not there. No. 9:00, they're not there. Let's say they turn up, 9:15. Yeah. And then they leave at 1.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to go. Why are you going to have to go? Well, I need this paintbrush. So I'm going to have to go and get it. And by the time I go and get it, I'll come back tomorrow and I've got another couple of jobs on. You got another couple of jobs on? Yeah, 19.
Mm.
And I'm doing the same with them that I'm doing with you.
He's spreading himself thinly.
But
then,
I think that I'm the only one who's worked it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you got several jobs on at the same time.
Yeah.
Turned up covered in paint at 2:00 yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They come out whenever they like. Oh, my God.
But you've got a good one then. That sounds good, though. Jules? Yeah.
Is like so professional. Do you know what he does when he's painting?
Mm.
He'll get his tape out and cover the edges with the tape so it's not going over.
Yeah,
I've had Stevie Wonder rock up to our house. Bosh, bosh, wallet. Like loads of money. Bosh, bosh, slap, slap, wallet. What was his phrase when he used to do that? Loads of money.
Yeah, I listen.
Paint everywhere. Yeah, don't you go? That'd be £10,000.
He's
painted a wall.
All right,
9.
No.
So Jules is very good. And then we got someone else coming around and we've got problems with a boiler.
Oh, no. You don't want that.
No.
Anything to do with boilers is expensive.
And it's Wednesday. It's Platinum Hour Day.
Oh, yes. Nice.
I don't know when I'm going to get my Xbox in, my FIFA.
No.
You going to do that?
Do you know what? I told you, it's locked away. It's in a box. It's been in a box all year.
You don't use it?
No.
That's good, though.
Why?
It's because you used to say you lost hours in front of Call of Duty.
Yeah, but when I wanted to...
Downtime.
It wasn't like I'd put it on a Tuesday night and then forget to go to bed and it'd be like 10 to 6. I go, No, it'd be like, you know, got a few hours, place to myself, switch it on, have a bit of FIFA action.
Do you know what kids found the other day in the back of a sideboard or cupboard?
Oh, no,
whatever?
Yours. Oh, no. Was it a load of Blueies?
No, it was the Wii. Do you remember the Wii?
Wii Blue.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome.
And?
It's so good. Do you remember the bowling game on the Wii?
Yeah.
I'm
and did you
really
plug it in?
Good. Yeah,
did
it works. Yeah.
Start.
Yeah. Turns out I'm really good at Wii bowling.
Oh, what did the kids think of it?
Loved it.
Did they think
Mario Kart?
Think it was like, oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. Oh, it's a love the Wii.
Is it still a thing, the Wii?
I don't know.
I don't know, actually.
The Wii was great.
No.
What did I just get? I got one of my nephews a birthday present. I don't know now anymore. It's the new Nintendo Switch, maybe.
Oh, now that is like the holy grail. They're so difficult to get hold of.
It's just a new one.
Yes, yeah, the second one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Switch 2 or whatever it's called?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah.
Out a few days ago.
Yeah. I think it sold out everywhere within 24 hours, so if you can get one, you're lucky, I think.
I say I got it for him.
Mm.
It might have been more that he was given the money for it.
Oh, right.
Because his birthday was before the release date.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a bad uncle. Well, I am a bad uncle. So that was that. I feel as though I'm not on the air today. I feel as though I'm doing a mic check.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah. On a check.
Yeah?
Guess what?
What?
Live stream news.
Oh! Does this need a fanfare or some sexy music?
Some sexy music.
Okay. Hold on.
I had a chat.
James has got an announcement. He needs some sexy music.
Style I thought.
Okay, sorry.
Oh wow, what's that?
Yeah, baby.
Again.
You know I love the, had a lot of women in my life, baby girl. And I see this little boy in the studio and I go, hey, what's up, little boy?
Another boy.
And he goes,
oh, how are you?
He's eating jam out of the jar with his hand like Winnie the Pooh. He's got Global Player News.
Global Player News. Global Player News.
Yes.
Go on.
I had a chat with Robin Ingle.
Robin.
And he fixed the live stream.
Oh, yay. Hello.
So it works for everybody.
Should do.
Great. Text us if it doesn't.
Did he put a ticket in?
No, I just went direct.
And how long did it take him to fix it?
A couple of hours.
And he's fixed it. What was the problem? Was it a codec issue?
He tried to explain it to me. I understood it, obviously.
Of course you didn't.
I won't explain it to you guys.
Yeah, because you didn't understand a word he said to you.
Yeah.
So, can you see us on Global Player? Open up the official Radio X app called Global Player.
This is exciting.
Can you see us live? And then send us a message saying, yes, I can. Robin Milton Keynes says, it's working.
Good.
Paul in Stockport says, back up and running.
Good.
And Tom in Crawley says, oh, big balls, it's working. Maybe he's watching a different app to the one that we're watching.
The 25,000 pound box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. Look at it go. Look at it rise.
James just had a panic then that he didn't put the cover over the smoke detector as he was filling the studio with smoke. Right, so the £25,000 box game. It's day 8. Could go today.
Could.
Do not do a Michael like he did yesterday, and his answer was already an answer that we know isn't correct.
That was such a shame as well. Nice guy as well.
£25,000 in a lockbox, and you unlock the box if you correctly name the Radio X artist. If you get picked to play, you win £1,000 just for playing the game. Beautiful.
Isn't it?
So, £1,000 just for playing the game. Would you like to know today's question? Now, if you want to play today, we play after 8 o'clock. So you've got to be able to be on the show on the phone. So if you're at work or something, just sneak off into a corridor or quiet office. Number two, if you want to play today, if you get picked to play, you get £1,000, which is brilliant. Even if you're wrong, you win £1,000. But you need to text the word box followed by your answer to the question I'm going to give you. And I'm going to say that again. You've got to text the word box followed by the answer. Not WhatsApp. No, no, no.
No.
Don't just text the answer. Text the word box, then the answer. And you send that to 83936. I explain this because you would not believe how many people don't hear what I'm saying. Text the word box followed by your answer, 83936. The question is, 25 years ago, on the banks of the Thames... That's it, right? No, just double-checking, James.
Yes.
On the banks of the Thames 25 years ago, a new big wheel opened as a tourist attraction. What's it called? What's it called? Text the word box followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. That's the word box followed by your answer. 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms and conditions and online entry details at radiox.co.uk. I'm going to tell you again. Text the word box followed by the answer to this question. 25 years ago on the banks of the Thames, a new big wheel opened as a tourist attraction. What's it called? So you've written box, you've written answer. Text that to 83936. 83936. The lines will close at 8 o'clock this morning. But you could be on playing for £25,000. And just for playing the game, I'll give you £1,000 anyway. There you go.
£1,000 box. Radio X.
It's exciting, right? It's exciting, right?
Oh, yeah.
We will play just after 8 o'clock. If you're driving or you're in the shower, you can't text, it's fine. It's 4 minutes to 7, so you've got over an hour to be able to text in. Right, switching the cameras off now. We will wave goodbye, and Dominic has the news at 7 o'clock next.
Goodbye. Chris Moyles Show. Radio.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
It's 1976, and one band is about to break down, break up, or break through. Stereophonic, the record-breaking play, is now on stage in London, featuring original music by former Arcade Fire member Will Butler. Variety hails it as theatrical solid gold. Stereophonic at the Duke of York's Theatre. But now at stereophonicplay.co.uk.
From director Danny Boyle and writer Alex Garland comes the most anticipated cinematic event of the year.
There were so many dead. Infected and non-infected alike.
28 years later. In cinemas June 19. Book tickets now.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Summer doesn't always have to mean the end of the beloved Sunday roast. At Waitrose, we're introducing a new take on the classic. The British Tomahawk Steak. Intense and full of flavour with every bite. Keep that Sunday roast feel and serve alongside barbecued potatoes and charred veg. And if there's still room on the barbecue, our beef smash burgers with bone marrow are extra thick and ready for smashing. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
Don't skip on summer. Lock in your last-minute getaway with a TUI holiday deal. Holiday? Here we come. Family fun? Or just relaxing in the sun? Whatever you're after, find a great TUI deal for you. Book today. We'll see you by the pool. TUI. Live happy. Atoll and Abta protected. Booking T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Understanding what I'm investing in is key. That's why I use eToro. Powerful tools, useful insights. Everything I need to make confident decisions starts with AI analysis.
Wait, what?
AI analysis.
AI analysts.
Trade smarter with innovative features and expert insight. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. Not investment advice. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Okay, everyone, so look at the numbers from Q1 and you'll see that there's a sharp...
Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
That sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the Chancellor is making a big speech later setting out where government will spend money over the next 3 years. Rachel Reeves says her spending review is about investing in Britain's renewal. Our reporter Aggie Chambre has been looking at what areas are expected to be winners and losers.
The big winners of this will be the NHS, who are expected to get £30 billion, and also defence. But we also know there will be losers in this too. There were two departments who had a protracted negotiations with the Treasury, the Ministry of Housing and the Home Office.
In other news this morning, there's a curfew for downtown LA after looting and violence. Trouble had broken out following protests against immigration raids. People are currently only allowed to leave their homes between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. That's to go to work or to receive emergency care. Rough sleeping is going to be decriminalised in England and Wales next year. The government is scrapping a 200-year-old law. And the Everton manager David Moyes will be honoured by the Prince of Wales at a ceremony at Windsor Castle later today. He's getting an OBE for services to the FA after being named in the New Year's Honours list. We can hear from him now. David, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's good. You must be very proud.
Yeah. Really pleased.
What?
Really pleased.